Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Please recognize Representative Terrell again for CCR for Senate Bill 201.
Clerk will read.
CCR to Senate Bill 201 by Johnson of the Senate and Miller of the House, an act relating to the Council on Judicial Complaints.
Representative Terrell, you're recognized to explain your CCR.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Members, SB 201 deals with the appropriations for Council on Judicial Complaints. It's minus 5.5%. Move adoption. Be happy to take any questions.
Questions on the CCR. Representative Reynolds, you're recognized for a question.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Representative Terrell, what is the function of the Council of Judicial Complaints?
To investigate misconduct by judges.
Sorry, follow up. Are you recognized?
And are you aware that when they do these investigations, they don't give the person that complains or the public or anybody else information with regards to the outcome of the investigation?
I'm not aware of the specifics of that, Representative Reynolds, but I can tell you I have a number of questions that we have asked of this particular entity, including that one.
Follow up.
And do you think next year we might be able to do something to remedy that situation? So if someone like myself that files a complaint against someone finds out 2 years later that without ever asking any questions, they just decide that they're going to take the word of the other side and not even reveal what that word was. That seems like a pretty weird way for the cat to overwatch the hen house, doesn't it?
I would not disagree with that at all.
Representative Blackwell, for a question, you're recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Wouldn't you agree that someone investigating a judge on a judicial complaint would want to have that investigation private?
Obviously, it's a balancing of the concerns there, Representative Blackwell. I do agree.
Follow up, you're recognized.
Wouldn't you agree that someone might file frivolous complaints repeatedly just to get a judge's name out in the newspaper as perhaps being bad when the investigation revealed absolutely nothing?
I would agree with that.
Representative Reynolds, for further questions, you're recognized.
Representative Terrell, wouldn't you agree that the public has a right to know? Because if those complaints weren't so frivolous and the judge's buddies were on that board and they were covering up for them, that the public ought to know that, which would hold them to a much needed standard of accountability so that we don't have judges like doing strange things under the bench and things like that, and the public ought to know that?
I don't disagree with either you or Representative Blackwell. I think both of you make very good points. I think it's just a balancing of the interest.
Representative Treblecock waves. Seeing no further questions, Representative Terrell moves adoption of the CCR. Will there be debate? Seeing no debate, all those in favor of adoption say aye. All opposed, nay. Ayes have it. CCR is adopted. Fourth reading of the bill.
Senate Bill 201 by Johnson of the Senate and Miller of the House, an act relating to the Council on Judicial Complaints.
Representative Terrell moves final passage of the bill. Will there be debate? Seeing no debate, the question before the House is, shall the bill pass? The clerk will activate the machine. Sergeants will announce roll call in the hall. Roll call is in progress. Representative Derby votes aye. Representative Cox votes aye. Representative Wright Herold votes aye. Dr. Ritz votes nay. Representative Shannon votes aye. Representative Schwartz votes aye. Representative Harrison votes aye. Representative Fields votes aye. Representative Jackson votes aye. Representative Roan votes aye. Members wishing to vote or change your vote? Under 20 seconds, members. Clerk, declare the vote.
88 aye, 3 nay.
Having received a majority vote of those elected to and constituting the House, declare the bill to have passed. Representative Terrell now asks that the vote on the bill be the vote of the emergency. Without objection, that will be the order. Declare the vote.
88 aye, 3 nay.
Having received 2/3 vote of those elected to and constituting the House, declare the emergency to have passed.